Hey, it's the Sophia Chang Show, and I've got a special guest for you today, Amber Lacey, who used to play for the WNBA as well as teams all around the world from Jerusalem to Tokyo. Amber's lived around the world and played basketball professionally, and she's here today for a special two-part podcast. We have her giving her greatest life lessons in part one, and stay tuned for the next episode, part two. We're breaking history, a black woman and an Asian woman in America sitting down to talk specifically about race, minus the white gaze for once. You gotta stay tuned.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Cariz Lacey. Well, Cariz is my nickname. I'll give you my real name, Amber Lacey. I'm a former professional basketball player. I've played in the WNBA. I just met Sophia right now. She's a pretty chill chick. Our conversation was next level. So now I'm podcasting. But anyway, so right now today I'm her Lyft driver. You know, you can
Having a good
having a
time.
good time. You know, the story I'm getting ready to tell will pretty much highlight how you'll never know. You can never forecast truly the journey that life is going to take you on.
That's
But
right.
with that being said, yeah, I'm a former WNBA player.
That's right.
And I got drafted and played with the Los Angeles Sparks.
Woo!
And then post-injury, I ended up getting traded and played for the Seattle Reign. And then I also had the luxury of playing overseas in Japan. I lived in nine different cities over there, to name a few: Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka. I have a shirt with them all listed. I can't
Wow.
remember the names, all of them, off the top of my head right now. But yeah, and then I've also played for Israel, a team
That's
called
right.
Galil Elyon, which is the team that is in the city of Galilee. And I lived on the Sea of Galilee, which is the body of
Wow.
water where Jesus walked the water. It was an amazing time in life. And I met a lot of amazing people. I mean, it's a true testament. Traveling abroad is a true testament of how we need to push ourselves to get out of our shells and our boxes every day and go out there and see what's out there. Because before I took my first journey, I was afraid to leave my little town
That's
in
right.
California, which is Pasadena. Well, really, it's Altadena, which is even a little bit smaller than
That's
Pasadena. But I was afraid. I thought, like, yo, I love my home. I
right.
love where I'm from. I'm never leaving. But, given some unfortunate circumstances that I experienced as a kid, I did have to leave my hometown for a while and finish school up north in the Bay Area. But that journey and my family banding together to force me to go up there to finish school, it changed the entire trajectory of my life, one that I wouldn't trade for anything. I'm glad I went through these experiences.
What can you tell us? One major life lesson that you learned playing for the WNBA, traveling around the world and doing this professionally?
Well, it taught me just better social skills all in all. But more importantly, I mean, I was most awakened when I went overseas to Japan. Each basketball player was teamed up with a family over there, which over here we would call those booster parents.
Oh.
And I happened to luck up and get paired with a family that had a very prominent design business, interior design business over there. They had a big time home interior design company, and I had never had any interaction, I don't know what the politically correct way to say it, but like the Asian community on that
Yeah. Oh,
level.
yeah, for
You know,
sure.
and I didn't realize how big basketball was over there.
Me neither.
By the way, quick side note, they kicked our asses in Japan. It made no sense. None. You know, we all standing at 6 feet, 6'1". They are probably 5'5", 5'6", 5'7". the precision like passing that they knew, the way that they were taught to play the game of basketball. We need to take a page or two out of their book.
My people,
man, their full court press was on another freaking level, and they launched the three-point shots from the half court. What? Nothing but net from the middle of their chest with two hands.
You hear that, people?
You know, but anyway, that was another eye-opener. Never judge a book by its freaking cover.
That's right.
But, yeah, the family that I met over there that I was interacting with, they were so sweet. And they had a daughter named Miko, who was my age. And she and I bonded and connected really fast. I really felt like she was my sister.
Oh, man.
And we had a pen pal relationship for years after I left Japan. And when we finally left to come back to the States, I was surprised because when the bus pulled up at the airport and we were getting off and offloading all of our luggage, the family showed up at the airport to see me off. They were the only family out of all of our booster parents that showed up. And they bought me a really expensive watch and gave me a going away gift. And we were all crying. We were all in tears. The media was snapping pictures and everything of me on that, you know, that flat conveyor, that flat escalator that takes you through the airport. I'm on there crying like a big snuffleupagus. They just snapping photo after photo of me. They were like, Lacey doesn't seem to want to go home. I'm like, I don't want to go home. But I was just so touched by this family and learned a lesson again to always be open. There's a lot of good in the world. There's a lot of good in different cultures and different backgrounds. And never have blinders on to what you've seen only in your environment. Because love is in the world. And if there's a lesson that I want to share that I've learned, it's that. And I'm actually on a journey right now to try to reconnect with this family and find them if I can.
You hear that? If anybody's got any leads at all, whoever hosted.
I might have a long shot because I can't remember their last names right now.
What city was this in?
This was in Osaka.
Okay.
Osaka.
All right. Whoever hosted the giant basketball player from America.
We played all the junior national teams there.
Okay.
And national teams, actually. We played a combination of both of them. And this was a family that what was shared with me was that they had a very prominent home interior design business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that was just solely there or if their work went across international borders as well. So I'm just trying to figure out how to backtrack and find that trail. All I know is the daughter's name was Miko. She could be married now. I'm most certain she's married, so I don't know what her last name is. I don't know if in the tradition you guys take on the last name as well, like we do here. Or I say you guys, but meaning
Asian. The Japanese. Who knows?
So that's my journey.
Gosh.
One of my journeys in life right now. That's like at the top of my to-do list as we speak.
Well, you guys, help her out. If you guys know anything about Miko's family who hosted the women's basketball players, then let us know. You can leave a message here and just let us know. So Kariz is also a recording artist, and she's just had two tracks picked up by ESPN. So things are going really well for us. Where can we find you if you want to find out more?
Well, actually, I'm not actually a recording artist. I'm a producer.
Nice.
I produce and write beats. I grew up playing drums and piano. But basically, I'm on Instagram under It's Kariz to You. So that's ITSKARIZZ, the number 2 and the letter U. The name of my company is called Crazy Apes Media Land Productions. Crazy is spelled KRAYZ'E, and then Apes, APES. And then Media Land is one word. It's all together, media and land, and then productions. But we just call it camp for short. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. My Twitter handle is the exact same. And that's where you can find me right now. The songs that got placed on ESPN are currently up on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/crazyapes, all one word, no apostrophe. Again, that's KRAYZEA. P as in Paul, E as in Edward, S as in Sam. And I had my entire library up there, but then I, you know, not too long ago, I found out that SoundCloud wants a percentage of your earnings if any of your music is noticed on their platform, gets recognized from being on their platform. So I took my entire library down and just left the music that's been placed already, that I'm getting paid for already.
So I actually did not know that. So thanks for letting us all know that and enlightening us. But go ahead and check her out and follow her. Thanks so much for listening to The Sophia Chang Show. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, rate 5 stars, and better yet, write a review about what you liked. And feel free to submit any questions that you have that you want answered on air. I really appreciate you listening.